So if we like something and if you have to say no to it, we can't say no to it actually without choosing something else. That's perfectly true. And the whole process of bhakti means we shift the focus from saying no to something to saying yes to something better. So we will all ultimately do what we feel inspired to do, what we as we like to do. At the same time, we don't have to be governed simply by our incidental, circumstantial feelings of what is likable. Today I feel something is, I want it, tomorrow I feel, this is so boring. Our feelings are not very, if we make feelings the compass of our life, then we will just keep getting disoriented. Because today that compass will point this way, tomorrow it will point this way, tomorrow it will point opposite direction entirely. So feelings are important, but feelings have to be integrated in a life of